When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Let's get the show started. The show started. The show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena,
Los Angeles,
Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday Klein Alley Show. Back in your ear holes where we belong. Or if you'd prefer, you can check us out as we are streaming live right now on YouTube as well. Hello, Ned Bangers, and good morning. There's a whole separate chat happening there. Feel free to join the growing audience of whatever the hell this is every morning for the next, I don't know, what do we have, 5 hours left, 4 hours left, summer hours rolling on. Today is going to be a big day, a major announcement that happens to fall on a Taco Tuesday that we believe could potentially save Los Angeles right now more than ever before. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later and everything else we have in store for you. Ali's right there. Good morning.
Morning.
That is DJ Omar Khan, the audio
hello,
sniper.
Hello.
You know him as Jake Z Nerd.
What's that?
Postmaster Johnny taking them calls in the back with producer Vanessa at 800-520-1067. I think there's one question on everyone's mind these days, Ali, and that question is something that you guys gave me a very hard time about when I mentioned it. Was it last week? Yeah, it was. On Friday. I was claiming, I mentioned that shrimp is a treat.
That was during Ali Knows the News on Friday,
yeah.
$500 Friday.
And you guys said it was a misleading question because
You said this treat was recalled.
Right, and the answer was shrimp, and everyone gave me a hard time and said shrimp is not a treat. So we said, let's go and figure out in some street science if the streets will agree or disagree that shrimp, especially in the summertime, is a treat.
Especially when you say shrimp.
Because
especially during the summertime, really.
Especially when it can spoil really quickly.
Oh. Yeah, shrimp.
I don't want any part of shrimp right now, dude.
Yeah. Tepid shellfish is a summer treat.
Anything,
I eat it.
Anything that would live on a seafood tower is a treat. That's a treat. And I don't know if you guys don't understand what a treat means, but according to my dog, if you yell it and they come running and they like it, it's a treat.
Your only common ground is with your dog. Think about that. Everyone else thinks of a treat as like a cookie or a piece of cake or pie.
Allie, when you were trying to defend this Jeremy Jackson nonsense
it's
you were saying.
Joshua Jackson.
Whatever,
you put respect on his name.
We said, let's go into the streets and find out if 9 out of 10 people know who Joshua Jackson is. And it turned out 0 out of 10 people knew who Joshua Jackson was.
I was shocked about that.
So we sent Jake into the streets to find out if people thought that shrimp should be considered a treat. And we'll get to this later. And the street will decide who's right and who's wrong. But here's just a sample.
What's your name?
Eddie.
Eddie from where?
Sun Valley.
What would you consider a treat?
Chocolate truffles.
There you go.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Yeah, actually, I would.
Yes.
Okay. How come?
They're good. It's not something you find at McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or Burger King.
So there's no treats at Jack in the Box or Burger King?
Not really.
Well, I don't disagree with that statement.
Come on.
But that's just one random.
Because you can't find it at McDonald's?
Because a treat, it's a special occasion. It's a treat. This show is a treat.
Shrimp is not a special occasion. It's a whatever. I guess I'll have the shrimp.
Yeah, we'll throw this in.
No way. You guys are out of your mind. I can't even believe I'm talking to these idiots this morning. It's K-Rock. Linkin Park on K-Rock. Perhaps you win tickets to see them at some point today. K-Rock's summer ticket blowout continues, and we will have pairs for you starting around 9 o'clock and then 10 o'clock this morning. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you this yet, but at 9 a.m., look at that. We do have Linkin Park tickets for you. 9 a.m. sharp, and then we'll get you some 21 Pilots tickets at 10. Nicole Alvarez will get you some Lord tickets at 11. And every hour, all day long, straight up through 6 p.m., you can win tickets to all sorts of shows happening right here in Southern California. Dan, good morning and welcome to K-Rock. Phone's open now, 800-520-1067. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, remind me to never go to Klein's house on Halloween night.
if you consider shrimp to be a treat.
I would love that. Don't come to my house, but I say if I'm knocking on doors and my kids are getting little Tootsie Rolls all night and then someone hands me a nice shrimp platter, man, that'd be amazing. They should.
A whole raw shrimp.
Well, not a whole platter. They should take one, you know. But
if someone popped a couple of popcorn shrimp in my bag, I'd be happy about that. But the definition of a treat is a type of food that is eaten in addition to your usual meals, usually something sweet.
Well, that's usually why the text line is pointing out a very interesting point, which is shrimp is only a treat depending on how it is prepared. Like popcorn shrimp would be considered a treat, someone said, or bacon wrapped shrimp would be considered a treat. This is the text line says shrimp has the potential to be a treat, but it would not necessarily fall.
That's not the same as being a treat. Anything has the potential.
Allie, if there is a song about it, it's a treat.
Shrimp! Shrimp!
Shrimp! Is that a song about you?
Shrimp!
That's our friend.
I love the lyrics.
That's our friend. That's our friends, Wolves of Glendale. They know. They know about shrimp. This is one of their most epic.
What do they
anthems.
Know? They just scream the word shrimp.
Guess
that's it.
They're not even
right, cause
saying
it's a treat.
An opinion about it.
Well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't need an opinion.
Why? That's the entire song.
That's it. But the point is, they know it's a treat. That's, they don't need any more to it. It's a treat. It's shrimp. Thank you.
You know, actually, I was listening to a snippet of their podcast, The Wolves of Glendale, and they got into a big discussion about shrimp versus chicken and which one was better.
Shrimp.
And I think everyone was trashing the shrimp guy.
Well, there we go. I don't want to be known as the defender of all things shrimp.
Shut up, shrimp guy.
All right. Thank you.
You're the shrimp guy on the show.
I think especially with your height, you should abandon this argument. 562 said shrimp is only a treat if you can add it to a michelada.
And you can. And I've had it in a Bloody Mary before, and it's made the Bloody Mary next level because I go, wow, that was a great already. And then there's strips of bacon. Would you call a strip of bacon a treat?
No.
Well, you're wrong. You're also wrong.
I think of treats as desserts.
See, it's because you're a woman.
Snacks.
That's
by the way, they have to be standalone. Like, just because you have Bloody Mary and then you add shrimp, that doesn't work.
Yeah, Omar's right. When you have a shrimp by itself, it's whatever. If you coat it in breadcrumbs, if you, douse it in cocktail sauce, all that stuff is what makes the shrimp yummy. I would rather have the cocktail sauce by itself.
Okay, well, you're wrong. And the street, well, I'll play these later. Jake went and talked. How many people did you talk to yesterday, Jake? 20 people?
Oh, a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to this all later, but I'm just saying everyone has their opinion.
What's your name?
Cole.
Cole from where?
Cole from Burbank.
Cole, what do you consider a treat?
A little brownies you get at, Smart and Final.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Yeah, I would.
See?
Okay.
No, everybody has the same reaction. They're like, yeah, I guess.
They would also,
they're not really top of mind, but I guess now that you bring it up.
They could also say no. But
Jake just said you're selectively playing the yeses.
I'm playing the files in order. I'm playing
you son of a bitch. Look in there.
Here's another one.
What's your name?
Name's Nate.
Sorry?
Nate.
Nate from where?
Nate from Canyon Country.
What would you consider a treat?
Could be a pastry. Could be a snack. Something that...
A guy. Where's Vanessa?
Okay. Sir.
Where's your Vanessa's clip?
Could be a pastry. Could be a snack. Something that.
Gay.
Hey, thank you, Vanessa. That's right.
Treat yourself.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not a seafarer, so maybe. I mean, otherwise, it's just shrimp.
Okay, whatever, dude. We'll get to it later. The first
guy's 10, a mediator, you know.
The first 10 people, I bet you sausage is a treat in that guy's world for sure. How would you like an easy $100 of Allie's money? All you got to do is get on the phones right now. 800-520-1067. And by the way, Allie's not reading them. Selective reading of the text line, but I'm looking at it now, and there's a lot of Klein's right.
There are Joshua Jackson yeses in there, aren't there?
No, shrimp's a
you're
god.
You're lying shrimp's to me. You only played the nose.
This is about shrimp now. We've moved on.
God damn
our,
it.
Our boring conversations have moved on from Joshua Jackson to shrimp. That's the show you've got in store for you today. And we will give you $100 of Allie's money if you want it. Call now. We'll give it to you next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie's show. It's an opportunity for you to become $100 richer of Allie's money. She puts it on the line every single morning to prove she knows more about the news than you do. However, to date, she's paid thousands of dollars to people just for calling in and putting her in her place. And if you'd like like to be one of those people, I hope you're on the phone now at 800-520-1067. Lots of stuff to give you today, but we start by making it easy with $100 of Allie's money. And a theme song, Allie, that should put you in the right frame of mind.
Oh,
this is
joy.
A brand new Allie long. Knows the News theme song left on the goat line in the overnight. Here we go.
Pop, pop. Itty bitty ditty. And Shaquille O'Neal have small penises. Let's find out if Allie knows the news. What's a succulent?
What's a succulent? Good question. We'll find out. It's five questions all about the news. Theme songs, if you are inspired during the day and you're bored and like to leave them, you can always leave them on the GOAT line. That number is 844-956-GOAT.
Yeah, if you are inspired by that and you think you can do better, please do call.
Good luck topping that. There's been over 1,000 custom theme songs that have been recorded for Allie Knows the News, and they're all equally crappy. Hey, David, Echo Park, good morning.
Woo! What's up, everyone? Sweet knockers.
Sweet knockers sweet to you, knockers. Good sir. Allie will leave the K-Rock studios and go ahead and sequester herself in the halls where she will not hear the show. You get to go first. Please answer these questions quickly, confidently, and accurately so that we can pay the people. That is your cue, and the door is closed, which means your round can officially begin. Here we go.
Allie knows the news.
All right, Shohei Ohtani made his Dodgers pitching debut last night. How many strikeouts did Shohei have?
Five.
Question number two. This flavor syrup is heading back to Starbucks for the first time in over 2 years. They're bringing back this flavor syrup. What is it?
Vanilla bean?
Vanilla bean. Go to question number three. After a deadly crash, this freeway was shut down in California, in L.A. for much of the morning. I think it just finally opened again, but which freeway was shut down?
That would be the 101.
Question number four. This major food brand has committed to eliminating all chemical dyes from their products over the next 2 years. Which food brand has said there will be no more chemicals in our food?
Crap. It's maybe some cereal company. Who makes cereals? That person.
Whoever makes cereal, that person. All right, that's a great answer. And finally, Amazon is getting everyone ready for Prime Day by giving away free what? Leading up to Prime Day, Amazon is giving away free what?
Movie on Amazon Prime.
All right. That's a good guess. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. See how you do. If you're up for the free money every single morning, all you got to do is be on the phone around this time to take Allie's cash and, of course, study up all week, because if she doesn't pay the people during the week, then you better believe it'll be a $500 Friday yet again. Here we go, Allie. Question number one. Shohei had his Dodgers pitching debut last night. How many strikeouts did he throw?
I believe he threw zero, Klein.
Total of zero batters. He didn't pitch for very long. They pulled him pretty quickly. And you know, I hate no one hates the Padres more than me.
Yeah, but
they tried to sabotage my career, so I wanted nothing more than for him to strike out at all those mother effers. But
I think you won $20.
I did win $20 from a listener because I predicted he would throw for under 5.5 strikeouts. I think the official Vegas line was 1.5 strikeouts. He threw for a total of 0 strikeouts. Allie gets the point, and this guy guessed 5.5 or whatever, 5. He does not. We go to question number 2. Allie's up 1-0. This flavor syrup, which some would argue is a treat, is back on the Starbucks for the first time in over 2 years.
Yeah, this is a treat. It's raspberry.
Oh, you did know. I figured you basic bitch would have known that. That is correct.
Raspberry
syrup. He guessed it was French vanilla or something, but that's been around for a while.
I guess raspberry.
Yeah. Well, you didn't say raspberry, though.
Dang it.
Are you trying to tell me what you said 5 seconds ago? Like, I can't remember. Question number 3. Allie's up 2-0. After a deadly crash, this freeway in L.A. was shut down for much of Tuesday morning. Which freeway?
That would be the 101.
101 is absolutely correct. I believe it was a both direction shutdown. You got that right as well. He's on the board. Allie's up 3-1. We go to question number 4. Still a chance for at least a tie. This major food brand has committed to eliminating all chemical dyes over the next 2 years.
God, yeah, what is that? Nabisco? I don't know if that's right.
He said the guy that makes cereal, which was a great guess.
Well, There is probably a guy that makes all the cereal.
It is all products that fall under the Kraft Heinz brands, which include the mac and cheeses and a million other things. And they said no more chemicals, at least in the dyes. They're going to eliminate that part of it.
And I was close.
You were close-ish. I'll give you the point.
The guy that
matter.
Makes cereal and it's the Ooh. People who make mac and cheese?
All right. You know what? He's right. Good point, sir.
What the hell?
Final question. Amazon's getting everyone ready for Prime Day by giving away free what leading up to Prime Day?
Oh.
I know you love this. El Cheapo.
They're probably giving away Kindles.
Oh, you think they're giving away free Kindles?
I mean, they're so useless at this point.
He said they're giving away free movies. Apparently, you can, I didn't realize this, but there's a lot of games that they offer that you pay for, but they're giving away free games. Free.
Like Solitaire?
No, like video games, whatever, through Amazon, through Prime.
There's they have games. Like original videos?
Yeah, they've, wow. yes. Free yeah. games leading up to Prime. No one gets the point. Well, Allie still beat you. What must you shamefully admit as she holds her money for now?
My name's David, and Allie knows the news.
The 424 says, boo, this guy stinks.
What do you want
to say? What do you want to say to 424?
424, you stink, bro.
All right. Fighting words.
Hilarious.
Fighting words. Let you guys battle it out off the air. The show, believe it or not, continues, and now we are inching closer and closer to your $500 Fridays for some Allie Knows the News action. K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Allie Show. How would you like to win yourself a cabana for four, Wild Rivers Water Park, with $100 to spend on food and beverages? All you need to do to win that is share with us what you believe should be a new pool rule for the year 2025, because I was looking at every time you go to any pool, public, hotel, whatever, maybe not backyard, because backyard, you kind of get to write your own rules, which is kind of cool about a backyard pool. You don't want to. You want to
like
go
Wild West.
You want to go naked. You want to swim 25 minutes after eating instead of 30. You go nuts.
You
want to
eat
backyard.
In the pool. It doesn't matter.
But there are certain pool rules that I do feel no longer need to be enforced, and other pool rules that we should have that we don't have. For instance, if you're an adult swimming in a t-shirt, you should understand you're making everybody else uncomfortable.
So you're going to ban t-shirts in the pool?
I think that if you're an adult that has like a weird skin condition that's uncomfortable, you should wear a wetsuit maybe. But if you're wearing just a t-shirt, it just, I'm telling you right now, it makes people, it makes everyone feel weird.
My brother-in-law has, and I sometimes he's listening, so I hope he's not listening. He has some sort of weird tattoo that nobody's ever seen. It could be 1,000 degrees out. We're all in the pool. He won't get in.
Really?
And he'll just be wearing a white shirt. It is weird, and Klein is right. Everybody's like, dude.
Uncomfortable.
It's weird uncomfortable. And like, we don't care, you know?
I've got the official, like, pool rule sign that goes at most pools. And most of these rules, I mean, we've all seen them a million times. I don't think we follow a lot of them, but no lifeguard on duty, swim at your own risk. That just covers their ass legally.
Yeah, whatever.
Shower before entering the pool. That is a rule that zero
Nobody
people.
Does it.
Everyone wants to shower afterwards to get all the kid pee off of them. But very...
Or the chlorine.
Right.
Guys, the pool is the shower.
Right.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's gross out.
And then if you want to really seal the deal, you get in the hot tub after and it just kills everything. So you're done.
That's what you hope for. And if you see that person who's going around and like adding the chemicals where they hold it up to the light and they're looking at it like, oh, look, it makes purple.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, whatever. That person, I like to get right near that person, swim right near those new chemicals. Get the new ones
on
me.
That fresh chlorine
pot. That's very dangerous. Yeah. It's like acid. They're pouring acid and chlorine. Right. And you shouldn't get into that.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, when you get that like red eye thing because of all the chlorine. It's cleaning you.
They say no glass near the pool. That's
I agree with that because it's a huge pain in the ass. If somebody breaks a glass, you have to drain the pool and vacuum it out. It sucks.
And they've made plenty of adjustments with being able to drink alcoholic beverages that are not in glass containers.
Yes.
Like, there's a million things you can buy.
Yeah, but still.
To drink wine or drink, you know, by the pool without having it be glass.
A beer in a glass, a frosty mug, or in a glass bottle just tastes better. It just
get
does.
One of your red Solo cups that you love so much.
Nah, it gets warm too quickly. You got
get listen. A koozie, dude.
Oh, just get a can, dude.
With
one of those koozies, yeah.
Get a koozie like Jake that says like one of those things like "I wish you were her" or some of those stupid.
I wish you were.
One of those stupid really hillbilly expressions.
I wish you were beer.
Any alive woman.
these are the actual pool rules that exist. We'd like you to give us some new ones. Our favorite new pool rule, regardless of what it is, we'll get to. Tickets to go to Wild Rivers and a cabana and $100 for food and beverage. Children under the age of 14 years old shall not use the pool without a parent or adult guardian.
Dude,
in
nobody
attendance.
Does that either. I see kids that are definitely younger than that unsupervised.
A lot of parents use the pool as their babysitter.
Yeah, it's a bath and a babysitter.
Right. Done and
it's
done.
It's a lot of different things.
And then there's the, no rough play. Oh. No diving. I mean, all that crap.
Everyone's diving. You just have to dive properly. Here's a rule I would like to add.
Go ahead.
If you're with that guy who swims with goggles or a snorkel,
yes,
there needs to be a child that you're with. You can't just be an adult man with a snorkel and goggles.
Sure. Very pervy, right?
Goggles.
See, but then they should say
no, but the goggles is problematic.
You're up to no good if you're just yeah. a man
what about
in the pool.
Just goggles.
Right. I'll put it this way: if there's no fish swimming and you've got snorkels on, you're a pervert.
There's no reason to be able
to
see.
Rings.
They should give you. They should give you one of those life vests to wear if you're an adult and you still want the snorkel that just says pervert on it in huge letters on the back so people know what they're dealing with.
I would also say that there should not be any excessive chair dragging. I don't want anyone to drag a chair more than 5 feet because you have people that are going to take the entire setup from one side of the pool and drag that crap all the way across to the other side so you can create some kind of big compound for you and your family.
Yeah, I know.
At least pick it up.
Right, I get it. But then even picking it up, that's a funny thing to carry. Watching one person try to carry a lounger chair is always a funny move.
Yeah.
Michelle, we're opening this up to you guys now at 800-520-1067. We need some new pool rules. Summer officially starts on Saturday. But the question is, which pool rules should we be adding to the list that we've all seen for all of our entire life? It's pretty much gone unchanged. What's up?
No Band-Aids in the pool.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
Open wounds, I'll take all day over Band-Aids. She's right.
No one needs a soggy scab in the pool.
Yeah, those Band-Aids, they float around. You end up, sometimes you come up, there's one on your head.
So you'd rather have an open wound
yes.
that's potentially bleeding into the pool?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the chlorine is for.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Yeah,
it is a first aid kit and a bath.
Yeah, it does everything.
And the pool babysitter.
Pool is the cure-all. Remember, back in the
bathroom, don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 1800s, they just put a leech on you for all problems. Here's a leech. That'll solve whatever you have. It's like, I have a broken femur. Put a leech on it.
The leech won't come off in the pool.
Same thing with the pool now.
I would say if you're over 300 pounds, you have to go off the diving board.
Just because it's funny?
Yeah, everyone wants to see the splash.
Jake, that's a good rule.
And you need to wear a shirt and a snorkel.
That's a great rule. That's how you must enter the pool if you're north of 300. Is diving board. And high dive.
Get off the steps. Get over there.
Diving
rules
board.
Are rules.
Read the sign. Hey, Felicia on K-Rock. We're looking for some new pool rules up for grabs. We've got a cabana and 4 tickets to go to Wild Rivers. Plus, we'll give you $100 food and beverage. What's up?
Hey, guys. Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs. What is your new pool rule?
2 giant floaty limit for families. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to our apartment pool, and there's family with 4 or 5 kids, and they all have giant floaties, and so you can't even swim in the pool.
That's a great point. A floaty limit. Some pools have a no floaty limit at all, but others, I agree. You don't need 1 floaty per person.
No, and sometimes they are comically large. The floaties are or there's a huge submarine one or a dinosaur one, and it's just massive.
I have a concept. We'll get to Brian in a second. But what if you're going to play catch in the pool with a football or a tennis ball, you have to first be vetted by playing catch outside the pool.
Oh, that is great.
By someone to confirm that you have enough athletic ability to even be worthy of playing catch in the pool.
Yeah, because then you have to get in and out, in and out, in and out, or it's going to go fly over into my direction and splash me in the face.
Brian, you're on K-Rock. We're looking for new pool rules for the year 2025. Summer officially starts on Saturday. What's up?
Yeah, I think you keep a rule no splashing, but if you get splashed, you can't get mad. You're in a damn pool.
Yeah, I agree. I also hate getting splashed unexpectedly, but if I am by a pool that is full of people, I need to understand the fact that it's not like you're in the middle of you're not on a golf course and you get splashed unexpectedly. You're by a giant thing of water. You expect to get splashed.
No, but I'm not ready.
Oh, Allie, see, that's the problem. I agree with that guy.
I also would say that there should be a 2-minute limit on easing into the pool. You know how people ease in?
Yeah. 2 minutes, you got to get in?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be easy for the fat people on the diving board. They jump right in. Hey, Erica, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. New pool rules. What's up?
So when you're in a lazy river and you've got the group of people who all link up, they're grabbing each other's hands, their feet, and then they cause this big roadblock in the lazy river and you can't get around them, so it's just a big traffic jam. You should not be able to link up.
It's very specific.
No linking up in the lazy river that blocks the others from using the lazy river. That's a valid point right there, I think.
good for wild rivers.
Matt, good morning. You're on K-Rock. We're looking for new pool rules to add to the ones that we've seen forever. And by the way, this no diarrhea rule that's usually hanging on the sign, mostly by the hot tub. It says if you've had diarrhea, if you currently have it or have had it any time in the past, like 2 weeks, don't go in the hot tub. That rule, I think it's a good rule that people should live by, but no one's going to listen to it anyway. And it's, no one wants to read about diarrhea.
If you have active diarrhea, I would imagine playing at the pool is something you're not really thinking about in that moment.
I like to live dangerously.
Yeah, some people like it.
I mean, Jake would never be able to go swimming.
That's a good point. Jake's never gone 2 weeks in his life without active diarrhea.
That's why I just go in the river.
With the fishies. Matt, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up? What's your new pool rule?
Well, I'm thinking no snot rockets. It seems like when you go into a pool, sometimes the first thing people do is they just, like, dunk their head in and then, boom, snot rocket comes out.
Yeah, no snot rockets should be added to the list for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I think kids can help it, though.
It's like not
the
just
snotty
kids.
It's
adults, though, too, dude.
I've never seen an adult do it.
Oh,
I've
seen adults do it.
It's the first way of them, like, clearing out there. Like, I'm going for a little swim. Let me just go ahead and blow this snot rocket right
in
the pool.
Women do it more subtly, but everyone is doing it.
Yeah, I've had snot rockets float near me. Juan Carlos, good morning. Your pool rule 2025. What's up?
Good morning, sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs, what's up, dude?
My new pool rule is going to be no cheating wives allowed.
Oh, you call, this is a guy whose wife cheated on him. It's fresh. No cheating wives allowed by the pool. That's a good rule. We should.
That applies to everybody.
That's a good rule as well.
Even that 300-pound guy.
Mouth-to-mouth CPR. Mouth-to-mouth CPR will only be given if you don't have one of those weird jewel baby teeth. That's an interesting rule as well. If you need that mouth-to-mouth CPR, you got to make sure your mouth is not all gangly.
Get out of here. You're not allowed to be here.
That's a good
baby tooth.
Ashley, we got to wrap this up, but we got to give away this cabana. So what do you got for us?
Please wear the right size bathing suit. No one needs to see butt crack. No one. That's not the thing to do.
And some people do the butt crack intentionally. It's in right now. Butt cleavage.
I feel like everyone should show up to the pool without a bathing suit. They go through some sort of a process.
To earn their bathing suit?
And then they're like, this is the one you'll be wearing. It's handed to them. And then
it's the reverse of strip poker.
Yeah, you get the sense of it. You need this one. This is so big. That's right. That's exactly right. All right, Allie, we've heard a lot of rules here. There's no shortage of other people that would like to chime in.
I like the two pool floaty limit.
Two pool floating limit per family. Yeah. Omar, does one stand out to you as a rule that should officially be added?
I mean, the snot rocket thing is so gross. Yeah, man. I think you got to outlaw that for sure.
I agree.
I mean, if you're outlawing diarrhea, you need to outlaw snot.
Yeah. And for some reason, the snot rocket has become very commonplace. Oh. So, yeah, congratulations, Mr. Snot Rocket. What's his name?
That's his name.
We're going to go with that now. Vanessa, what are you saying?
Matt.
Okay, we're going to call him Mr. Snot Rocket, like we said. Mr. Snot Rocket, you're going to go to Wild Rivers, where you can spread the word and make sure that no one snot rockets and you're from your very own cabana. You can yell it at everyone, and you get $100 for food and beverage. Quick break. Thank you for helping us save the pools. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all these calls. We'll be right back with more show and your ADD news next. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We'll get to your ADD news right now, and then a major announcement that we believe could single-handedly save Los Angeles. You'll love it, and we'll get to that the second we're done with your ADD news. Then we get you into a ton of shows as K-Rock's summer ticket blowout continues. We have Linkin Park for you coming up in about an hour, and then we will get you into 21 Pilots. Those are the tickets we have for you this morning. You'll be winning tickets all day long on K-Rock to get you into all the shows happening this summer in Southern California. But first, this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
I think it's fair to say we've all had our share of weird roommates. I know I've had my share. But when yours becomes the subject of a statewide manhunt, which ends up making international news, that is another level of weird. And the roommate of that Minnesota shooter is speaking out. This is the guy that killed those two lawmakers in Minnesota. He shot two others. I can't even believe those two people survived. One guy was shot 9 times. His wife was shot 8 times. And they're going to be okay. They caught the guy eventually after this big manhunt. And they caught him via drone. The drone saw him crawling through the bushes in the forest or something. And they got him. And they found out that he had a hit list of all these other people that he'd planned on killing. Now, his roommates, he had two of them. Knew nothing about any of this. All they knew him as was a good guy, clean, roommate, pays his bills on time, etc. And now, if you want to watch this video, you can see a big sweaty guy crying in a Papa John's shirt. That was his roommate.
And good product placement. It's good product placement, guys.
This guy, looking at this guy and looking at the house that they were living in, I was like, this place stinks. you could probably tell that there's just Cheeto dust everywhere. Mm. There's open beer cans laying on the floor.
Yeah, but you who hasn't lived in a place like that at one point?
Oh, of course.
We've all lived there.
I'm not saying I haven't lived in that, but you can tell when a place stinks.
But this, this roommate shot, we don't know what the reason was that he got mad at his roommates.
He didn't get mad at his roommates. He just this is his roommates speaking out and going, I had no idea that this guy was like
that
this.
He was like this, right? Yeah. Right. And you would think that these people, at some point, you know, you live with someone, you assume you know them a little bit.
Totally.
You know their habits.
And then if they're plotting to kill a bunch of people and they have a hit list of people, that there's at least something off about them or some weird activity going on.
I got blurred out one time watching the news.
Totally. And so this is him reading the last text that he got from this guy. By the way, you can't really hear because he's crying a lot.
He's dead shortly, so I just want to let you know that I love you guys both, and I wish it hadn't gone this way.
I mean, he was a loving, caring guy, you know, loved his family, loved his friends, and loved God, and I don't know why he did what he did. He had lots of friends, trust me, and I wish I could have been there to stop him.
And usually you hear about these people and they're like, oh, they were a loner. They didn't really have any friends. They were on their computer all the time. That was their life. And this whole plot is going on behind the scenes and nobody knows because they're not really talking to people. And he's like, this guy was a great guy and he was a great friend. And his last text was, I love you guys. I've made some choices and you guys don't know anything about this, but I'm going to be gone for a while. I may be dead shortly.
Wow.
I know, and he's not dead. He got arrested, but it's crazy that you're like, you know, how do you find a new roommate after that? Because they need another roommate.
That's a good point, Allie. I don't think the news is focusing enough on that part of the story.
Done that on the news instead of reading the text.
Yeah. How are you gonna even advertise?
Yeah. Guy wasted all of his time on the news crying. You should have been saying, hey, by the way, we got a room,
open space.
A room, $600 a month, utilities not included.
My God. All right, if you have chosen a life of crime, just don't be a dumb ass about it. There was a big Spectrum outage in L.A., where 25,000 people were without service. They had no internet, no cable, and then, you know, probably like two people had no landline, people who actually take advantage of that bundle. And now
they force you to.
Yeah, I know.
They force you.
I had a new phone number. It was like, well, if you get the landline, it's cheaper. And I was like, okay. And they were like, here's your landline number. And I was like, I don't.
Yeah, the person told me, get a pen and write this down. I go, I'm not using it. I don't need to write it down.
You know, the only use for it is like, cool, now I have a fake phone number I can provide.
Now, they claim, and this is the thing they get you with, it's the scare tactic. If you need to call 911 because they hear kids and they're running around, they go, I hear children there. You have children? Yeah. Well, if you call 911 from a cell phone, it takes a lot longer for them to figure out where's the closest 911 that can come and help you. So you should get a landline. And then, of course, my wife hears that. She's like, get multiple landlines for safety.
I'm like, that's BS, by the way.
I agree, dude. I did. I was like, I didn't want to call her out. But yeah, then she goes, you can cancel your landline, but then your price is going to go up because it's all part of the bundle. They got the bundle scam going.
There was some guy at that company who was like, guys, we're going to get them with the landline. Yeah, we're going to bundle it.
Yeah, they'll be locked in for life.
I ripped out all my landlines. Yeah, I covered them up.
I pay for a landline, but I do not have a landline phone.
There's no way for anybody to call your landline.
No. Doesn't
it
exist.
It just exists.
But I do have a number. I have some sort of an 818 number that someone's got. Hmm. I don't know.
Someone's got. Not me, because I didn't write it down.
Listeners is pissed.
Anyway, they found out that this happened because a bunch of thieves were trying to steal copper wire, and they screwed it up.
Man, these copper wire guys.
They were like, all right, we found a copper wire gold mine, and then they took it. They cut it all, you know, they hacked into it, and then it wasn't copper wire, it was the cable lines.
Oh, man.
So then the robbers didn't get anything, and then the people who's paid for Spectrum didn't get anything, and now these guys are on the loose, and they're trying to catch them. All right, here's news that will not come as a shock. You're probably working more hours than ever, and the average employee now receives 117 emails and 153 team messages every single day. And it is spilling over into the rest of your day. So we all know you're working earlier and later than ever before. Weekend work is up more than it's ever been. And checking your emails past 10 p.m. is now a regular thing for a third of people. And meetings being scheduled past 8 p.m. are up 16%. So, let's do an 8:30 p.m. meeting.
Seems terrible.
Is like not out of the ordinary anymore. And Tuesday is the week's busiest day today.
Would you rather have a meeting during the day when you have to be at work anyway, which sucks because it, you know, prolongs your day? Or if they said, look, we'll just all hop and powwow on a Zoom later. Where
I
at
don't
least
like,
you're,
no, I hate hop.
At least you're at
don't
home.
Don't say you're hopping on like it's some casual
but,
thing.
What,
I'm not hopping.
Okay,
but it's
when
not
we,
fun.
When we have to go on to these dumb meetings from our house, how much are any of us paying any attention? No, we're all high, drunk. I'm having making a snack. Sometimes I just walk away from my chair. I put sunglasses on my chair, walk away. I'm not even there for half those meetings. So those are better than the ones here. They actually look at you. You have to sit in the room.
Yeah, but I would rather just have those hours be done within work hours. I don't like the, hey, let's hop on a Zoom. Because then I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking the fact that I have to do one other thing before I turn that part of my brain off.
Yeah, bosses always they always use words before the word meeting to make it seem like it's going to be fun or something.
Yeah.
They're like, you want
to chat? Let's chat. Let's hop on a meeting and chat.
You guys have time to prance over to a computer?
Yeah, shut up.